I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Evacuations remain in place in southern El Paso County as crews were unable to gain any ground on the so-called 117 fire yesterday. Sheriff Bill Elder said last night more than 200 firefighters, as well as law enforcement officers and support personnel, were focusing on a search and rescue mode. A previously issued pre-evacuation notice for the Pueblo Chemical Depot was lifted last night, and that plant is continuing normal operations. The fire sparked yesterday afternoon near I-25, mile marker 117, south of Fountain. 10 structures have burned in the fire, and the county is looking for the state to take over command. Meantime, a different fire in Pueblo County destroyed 5 homes and several outbuildings. The Colorado Springs Airport is open again this morning after a 3-alarm fire Monday night caused the cancellation of all commercial flights yesterday. Airport spokeswoman Aiden Ryan said yesterday that several areas will be closed or blocked off, but inspectors have deemed the airport safe.
We have a letter of approval from our structural engineer who has assessed all of the damage. Additionally, we'll be monitoring all the air control, and as of right now, it is in good shape, and we'll continuously monitor it and anything that happens.
Ryan says there will be reduced air service, though all carriers are operational. She recommends flyers double-check their flight status to ensure it's still on schedule. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. This is 91.5 KRCC News.